The battle and cross the line. I'm about to make another mistake, and even though I try to stay away, everything around me keeps dragging me in. I can't help thinking to myself, what if my time would end today, today, today? Can I guarantee that I will get another chance before it's too late, too late, too late? Forgive me. My heart is so full of regret. Forgive me. Now is the right time for me to repent, repent, repent. Am I out of my mind? What did I do? Oh, I feel so bad. And every time I try to start all over again, my shame comes back to haunt me. I'm trying hard to walk away, but temptation is surrounding me, surrounding me. I wish that I could find the strength to change my life before it's too late, too late, too late. Forgive me. My heart is so full of regret. Forgive me. Now is the right time for me to repent, repent, repent. I know, oh Allah, you're the most forgiving, and that you promise to always be there when I call upon you. So now I'm standing here, ashamed of all the mistakes I've committed. Please don't turn me away and hear my prayer when I ask you to forgive me. My heart is so full of regret. Forgive me. Now is the right time for me to repent, repent. Forgive me. My heart is so full of regret. Forgive me. Now is the right time for me to repent, repent. Forgive me.
Assalamu alaikum everyone, this is Brother Maher Zain. For my latest news and updates, join me on Facebook, follow me on Twitter. Salam.
To stay away, everything around me keeps dragging me in. I can't help thinking to myself, what if my time would end today, today, today? Can I guarantee that I will get another chance before it's too late, too late, too late? Forgive me. My heart is so full of regret. Forgive me.
Hola, assalamu alaikum. Hello to all listeners out there. You're listening to Daryl Mona, which has the Mona Amen. Inshallah, well, and ensure you guys enjoyed this week's episode. Daryl Namon is a weekly chat show where I discuss a variety of topics, that's interviews, Islamic topics, like studies, quotes, and many more. This comes out every Sunday on all platforms, YouTube, Spotify, You Know the Drill, and is presented by myself, Namal F.A. And it's a all-rounder show. Like, everyone can watch it. It's all inclusive, so no one can feel like, oh, the same for me and all of that. Like, this is all inclusive. It's for anyone who wants to listen to the podcast, such as, so, you know what I mean? And it's just a nice thing to listen to if you don't have anyone around you, because I know a lot of people out there haven't got anyone at the moment during this tough time. So it's a nice thing to listen to. Comes out Sundays, like I mentioned, on all platforms, YouTube, Spotify, all the gist. And if you have any suggestions, message on Instagram, I'm on official, and I will try and implement it in the future, inshallah. Which means, hopefully, if God wills. So you're probably thinking, what I'm going to be doing for this week. So this week, as well as continuing on my oncoming series, the 99 News Honest Brothers series, I'll be just giving you some ways to support you guys during this winter holiday style, as many people are going to be wondering how I'm going to keep warm during this tough time, especially the cost of living. So I figured this is a nice topic to talk about for this week, basically. And this will include issues as well in between, like as a break style. And if you guys ever have any issues or not, which is basically like Islamic songs, then do let me know as well, and I'll call you guys as well for either the idea of the topic or even the sheet or not. So I'm gonna stop on rambling, because knowing me, I will ramble forever. I can talk forever. If you guys know me personally, you know I can talk a lot. But let's go with the episode before I decide on a like a rant style. So let's go on with the episode, guys. So it's time for the 99 News Honest Brothers series. This week we're looking at El Alim, which is number 32. El Alim, the Clement One. The forbid, the all magnifying, the one who delays the punishment to those who deserve it, as they might forgive them. El Alim is the most severe, kind, and gentle. Don't punish every sin. He torrents and most merciful, ever calm and never acts harshly, even with the wrongdoer. He gives us the opportunity to learn and to be kind. Mentioned from the Quran and Hadith into the Al-Alim. From the root, Halamim, which can be stand for to be forbearing, mild, lenient, clement, to be forgiven, gentle, deliberated, to be leisurely in manner, not hasty, be calm, seven, to manage one's temper, to excel, modifying. So in the Quran, El-Alim, mentioned 11 times, is one of the names that emphasizes compassionate and mercy. Just imagine Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala hassle the punishment every time someone earned. Although Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is capable, he doesn't act with anger or rush to harshness, even if we're disobedient, for example. Surah 16, Ayah 61. And if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala were to impose blame on people for their wrongdoing, he wouldn't have left upon the earth any creations, but he'd defeat them for a specific term. Their term has come. They will not return behind an hour. Will they predict it? Surah 3, Ayah 155. Indeed, those of you has turned back to the day of two armies met. It was Satan who caused to slip because of them. They have Father's Father is always forgiving them. Indeed, Father's Father is forgiving and forbearing. Isaiah 45:14-5. And if Alice Mandela were to impose blame to people who have sinned, they wouldn't leave the earth any creation. They would do for the term that Alice Mandela can see and ever knowing his servant see. Surah 2:263. Kind speech and forgiveness are better than charity, followed by injury, and Alice Mandela is free of need and forbearing. Surah 17:44. The seven heavens of the earth and whatever he is in exalted him, and there's nothing except exalt Alice Mandela by prayers. You don't understand their way of exalting it. Indeed, he is ever forbearing and forgiveness. Surah 35:41. Indeed, Allah's Mandala told, hold the heavens and the earth, lest they crease, and if they should crease, no one should hold them after him. Indeed, Allah's Mandala is the forgiving, the forgiving. So you're probably thinking at work when the boss came up to you and noticed you haven't done much work, but then deep down you have done a lot of work. But Alice Mandela is always watching you, seeing you, and always hearing you every step of the way. So he knows you're working really hard, and that's rewarding because he makes you basically like. You make a lot of duas, like anytime we have a moment to ourselves, we make dua, do zikr, and just please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Not please, I mean, yeah, help ourselves, like be ourselves basically at the end of the day. But at the end of the day, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is always watching us, always seeing us, and always hearing us. That's the number one thing I've been learning since quite young. The three keys, Allah's with me, Allah's seeing me, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is hearing me. Honestly, if there's something on this podcast this week that you probably want to make sure you always use, remember those three keys. And yeah, but even as rewarding and your workplace will be sparkly and be happy to come in the next time, it's like football, for example. You, and I never say it's a football example because of the World Cup, but that, don't get stopped with that. You hear the football like passing to other people and in the goal. When the goal in for the team that we want to cheer, we always cheer, and that makes the player wants to get into the second goal. So we want that team to get more goals so they can win. For example, Morocco, for example. I know a lot of people now care for that team. I know they're supporting that team because of the World Cup. They had amazing fan base of it. Like myself, I never been to Morocco myself, but I know people who've been to Morocco, and I always wanted to go to Morocco. But I know the team is really kind, because I have family members who always support them, and that makes me wants to support them more as the football. That probably doesn't make sense, but that's my explanation of that bit. But yeah, JazakAllah for listening. I could talk endless with football. I might talk after the break, I don't know. But yeah, JazakAllah for listening as always. You're probably thinking, what's next week's name? Next week, we're looking at Azim, which is number 33, so we are one third of completing the 99 names of all those wonders. Series, ongoing series. I can't believe it's one third already. For those who know, a third of 99 is actually 33, because 99 divided by 3 is 3. 33, so yeah. That's a fun fact. Jazakallah for listening, and you can hear more to see next week, inshallah. So inshallah, you guys enjoy the this week's segment of the 99 is Allah's Wonder series, which is Alim, which was number 32. So now I'm going to play you guys in She Could Always Be There by Mahin Zain, as this is a nice initiative for him writing with this week's episode. And after the Nasheed break, there will be a short advertisement as well. Not as long, it's just like a very short, just like one ad. Just to help my podcast also. I'm trying to add this stuff, to see how it goes. If you guys don't like it, I can always remove it. But this is just kind of like a one-off thing. Unless you guys don't mind having me doing ads once in a while. It's just then in future, if I am going to make money out of a podcast, I realise this could be a trial. I hope you guys not too bad, but I figured it could be a standard break style. But I don't think it's too long, yet, but yeah. So before I disclaim about it, before anyone's wondering, so after the Nasheed/ad break, after the Nasheed an advertisement break, I'll be talking about how to keep yourself warm during this winter break, basically. So inshallah, you guys enjoy the Nasheed and the advertisement and the ad break, and yeah, see you guys after the break.
Ask me about love and what I know about it. My answer would be, it's everything about Allah, the pure love to our souls, the creator of you and me, the heavens and the whole universe, the one that made us whole. So when the time gets hard, there's no way to turn, as He promised He will always be there to bless us with His love and His mercy. Cause as He promised, He will always be there. He's always watching us, guiding us, and He knows what's deep in our hearts. So when you lose your way, to Allah you should turn, cause as He promised, He will always be there. He brings us out from the darkness into the light. Subhanallah, capable of everything. We should never feel afraid of anything, as long as we follow His guidance all the way. Through our showdown we have in this life, soon it'll all be over, and we'll be in His heaven, and we'll all be fine. So when the time gets hard, there's no way to turn, as He promised, He will always be there to bless us with His love and His mercy. Cause as He promised, He will always be there. He's always watching us, guiding us, and He knows what's deep in our hearts. So when you lose your way, to Allah you should turn, cause as He promised, He will always be there.
Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar.
there's no way to turn. As He promised, He will always be there to bless us with His love and His mercy, 'cause as He promised, He will always be there. He's always watching us, guiding us, and He knows what's deep in our hearts. So when you lose your way, to Allah you should turn, 'cause as He promised, He will always be there.
So first I'm going to talk about how to keep warm during this winter break. So the first tip is wear a beanie and a scarf, as heat can escape from your head and your neck. Like, I know if you wrap, so basically if you wrap up like your hat and like your scarf, you even feel more warmer, and even gloves as well, because the heat can like take away from your hands as well. So if you don't want heat to escape like indoors, make sure to close your curtain and put a rug on the floor so that the heat can stay in the home. Keep mobile even when you're indoors. So like, for example, move around, walk around, go on the treadmill if you've got a treadmill at home, hoovering, dusting, those sort of things will keep you active. So if you make sure you have heating devices that are working properly. Not just like those outside-y ones. Like, make sure your gas, your boiler working. Because if it don't, then you get a risk of carbon monoxide. And you don't want that, that's for sure. Wear extra layer of clothes that's made of wool or cotton, as wool and cotton is actually not scientifically, you know what I mean? But like, apparently they're the best in terms of this weather, because they'll keep you warm. I don't know, don't quote me on that, but that's what I've been told. When you're around the house, make sure to wear slippers or socks, because then your lovely toes can be warm. Seal stuff from windows or doors. You can use door snakes, window tape. So basically what he's trying to say is if you have, like, if you want to, you can lock the doors, like the outdoors to like the garden or simple, and the windows you can like tin. I don't know what this tip is saying, but basically it's trying to say is make sure if you don't want to go outside, lock doors and windows so that the evacuation, like the air, doesn't get in. And I know a lot of people are going to be alone this Christmas holidays, so if you know anyone, go and check up on them. Like, so if your neighbor, friends, family, neighbor are okay, and if they need support, you can go up to them and say, hey, do you need anything, needs to be like the washing up or food delivery, those sort of things, especially those who's elderly or those disabled, because they may not have anyone, like they may not have a carer, they might be living their own. During these tough times, especially with the cost of living, it can get a bit I know it's been really high, like prices, like petrol and gas and all that jazz. So just need to be there for one another. So that is just some top tips in terms of how to keep warm this winter. For those who are wondering where I've got these tips from, I got it from my local institute, which is Green Institute. Their website, because anyone wants to follow, is www.karimia.com. They're on Facebook, which is Green Institute. They're on, I believe, Instagram, Green Institute, I think. So if you follow them, then you can look at what we do and how you can support the institute. And yeah, it's a really good institute. A local institute myself, like I go to. And yeah, so now I'm going to talk about a bit about football. So for those who doesn't like football or don't want to listen about football, you can skip a bit. Hopefully it's not going to be too long, but it's just going to be like my general review, basically, in the words. So yeah. Now, the football point of view. Now, the World Cup has been all right. Like, I try to watch most of it as I can, but let's be honest, I only managed to watch the England and Morocco matches, to be honest, because that's how busy my life has been the last few weeks. But generally, I always thought England's going to win, because to be honest, I did hear some rumours at the beginning saying England's going to win, all that jazz. But then I kind of fell in love with Morocco. Like, I know I haven't been to the country yet. I want to go to the country. Like, I always want to travel there. My second oldest has been a few times now. And he always talks about how it's amazing and everything. So that's my dream one day, to go to Morocco, see the beautiful country. Well, when I was watching the football and saw the Morocco team, I figured, well, it's an Islamic country and there's no, like, oh, because you can say it's a bit weird, but you get what I mean. And they're just there for one another, so from that, I just like, can't, not fall in love, but like, more supported them. And when England was out, which for a fact, I'll rephrase that. When England lost, that match was the ref fault. I'm sorry, but it's the ref fault. Because he was definitely was on the France side. If France ref not being on a France team, England would have won on that round. I'm sorry, I just had to say that. But I thought Morocco would get at least third, be honest. But from last night's match, I honestly thought Morocco was going to win. But like I say, we playing for Alice Wonder is the greatest player of all times. And I know the finals is today. So those who are watching, I hope you guys had an amazing match. Like, I know my brother always talks about it because he owns a restaurant called Mirror Lounge. If you search Mirror Lounge, it'll come up with the website, TikTok, Instagram, and Snapchat, where you look at the menus and all that. And I believe they do delivery thingy, but don't quote me that. But yeah, so personally, I'm more like the women's football. Like, I always into the women's football, but the men's, they're okay. But deep down, I wish Morocco won, because everyone, all the Muslims, like, no joking, all over TikTok, Muslim, it was like Morocco's like time to shine. But inshallah, one year Morocco will win, that's for sure. And you never know. Maybe I will play in the women's game. You never know. Because I do play football sometimes. When I was in private school, I played for my school's football team. So I'm still in football. Like, I do play now and again with my brother. But, the journey's been good. Teams has been all right. Like, yes, there's been some stuff happening up and down, but you never know these days. But that's my overview on the football, to be honest. And that's not much, but that's how I can think of it in my head. So overall, personally, I think Morocco should win, or possibly England. But GG, or well done to all the teams out there. I believe it's 36 teams. I know in a couple of years they're going to increase to 48 or 46, I can't remember, man. But just want to say well done to you guys. You all did amazingly. Keep up the hard work. And see where it stalls in the future. Hopefully. That's just my overview of the football. And yeah. So it's time to wrap up this week's episode, inshallah. So just want to say jazakallah for listening. Thank you for those who have been listening to my podcast lately. I'm getting back into the weekly again. Even though this is the second week, you got me. So jazakallah / thank you for listening as always. Where I talked about football, my overview of the Football World Cup and how to stay safe, how to stay warm, during the winter break, basically. My words of wisdom, keep safe, first of all, be safe, that's what I'm saying. Wrap up warm, try not to use these as much if you can. Those who are on winter break, those are studying, don't spend all your time studying. Believe me, don't. And spend time with your family during this winter break. So, jazakallah for listening. Next week, I'll be doing next week I'm going to do 2022 as a whole. And then the episode after that, I think I'm going to do New Year's resolutions, I think. Oh, it might be the other way around, I'm not too sure. But next week, I'll probably be doing a review for this year. And what in store for 2023. It's kind of the same. 2023 is kind of the same as 2021. Mind blown. Anyway, that's going to be what's happening. That's what I'm going to be talking about next week, inshallah. As always, message me on Instagram, or those who have my number, you can message me on there for questions or inquiries or anything that you want me to talk about, and I'll happily talk about it and give you credits to that. For those who have listened on my ad as well, I might put another ad at the end, I'm trying over these ads, so if the ads are nice, if the ads are not okay, let me know, give me reviews on them, and you just okay for listening. Until next week, assalamu alaikum rahmatullah wa barakatuhu. And a love is a peace out for now. Bye.
line. I'm about to make another mistake, and even though I try to stay away, everything around me keeps dragging me in. I can't help thinking to myself, what if my time would end today, today, today? Can I guarantee that I will get another chance before it's too late, too late, too late? Forgive me. My heart is so full of regret. Forgive me. Now is the right time for me to repent, repent, repent. Am I out of my mind? What did I do? Oh, I feel so bad. And every time I try to start all over again, my shame comes back to haunt me. I'm trying hard to walk away, but temptation is surrounding me, surrounding me. I wish that I could find the strength to change my life before it's too late, too late, too late. Forgive me. My heart is so full of regret. Forgive me. Now is the right time for me to repent, repent, repent. I know, oh Lord, you're the most forgiving, and that you promise to always be there when I call upon you. So now I'm standing here, ashamed of all the mistakes I've committed. Please don't turn me away and hear my prayer when I ask you to forgive me. My heart is so full of regret. Forgive me. Now is the right time for me to repent, repent. Forgive me. My heart is so full of regret. Forgive me. Now is the right time for me to repent, repent. Forgive me. My heart is so full of regret. Forgive me. Now is the right time for me to repent, repent, repent.
Assalamu alaikum everyone, this is Brother Maher Zain. For my latest news and updates, join me on Facebook, follow me on Twitter. Salam.
To stay away, everything around me keeps dragging me in. I can't help thinking to myself, what if my time would end today, today, today? Can I guarantee that I will get another chance before it's too late, too late, too late?